KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky now, and it's 30 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In area news, Red Oak police say two juveniles were arrested at around 2 p.m. Wednesday for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Authorities say several ceiling tiles in the high school boys' restroom were destroyed and taken down from the ceiling. Officials said the two juveniles had no right or privilege to destroy the property that was valued at around $450. The youth were cited into juvenile court and released in the custody of their parents. Well, in light of recent school shooting incidents and threats, the Atlantic Middle and Elementary schools will be conducting more ALICE training, just as they do with fire and tornado warning exercises. Schuler Principal James Northwick and Middle School Principal Josh Rasmussen told the Atlantic School Board during their meeting Wednesday that they're working with the police department to conduct annual ALICE training. ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Northwick and Rasmussen have been working with the Atlantic Police Department's Lieutenant Devin Hogue and Sergeant Spencer Walton about running a drill similar to what was done last year at the high school.
And it was involved with a lot of different agencies were involved. This year, we're not going to get that involved at the middle school and at Schuler, but we talked about running a drill that would look, at Schuler, it's going to more look like a glorified fire drill is how I would put it. And talked to the kids about it, and we set up a date that he is going to come in with Officer Walton as well and just kind of show a video of what ALICE stands for, what ALICE means to the students at Schuler, and then he's going to have a question and answer so they can ask some questions, he can give them answers, so that we're all on the same page.
Rasmussen said the district staff have all been trained using the ALICE system.
The students at the middle school, we've run fire drills twice a semester. We run tornado drills twice a semester. And you don't hear very many people perishing in a school fire or in a school tornado. But the sad thing is, we do hear about the shootings that go on and people entering our buildings and hurting kids. It's on. We hear it probably 10 or 15 times a year. So I think it's up to us to prepare our building. And that includes our students the best we can to make sure we're providing a safe environment for them.
Superintendent Steve Barber said the Iowa House is working on a school security bill.
H file 2364 is a school security bill. If this passes, it'll be required by each school district to have a security plan in place by June 2019. I think every school district has a security plan of some sort in place. I think by doing this, it'll require school districts to get a team together and really analyze their procedures and policies and work together.
And Barber said also that at a recent SIAC, or a School Improvement Advisory Committee meeting, they talked about how important communication is when a threat is perceived or real.
So if something's out of the ordinary, looks out of the ordinary, we got to communicate that to the right people, and then that can be investigated to see if there's danger or someone needs help, and we can provide that at that time. So I think those are some important components to a security plan or to dealing with to ensure that our number one goal is to keep everybody safe.
School board member Josh McLaren, who is also a Cass County Sheriff's deputy, said law enforcement officers held intruder or active shooter type exercises Monday and Tuesday at the middle school.
We had a couple live scenarios in that, so it's not, like I said, it's not a full-scale drill, but from the cop side of it, it was, you know, just to further that or refresh it or whatever as far as that. So it's obviously something on our minds as well as educators and administrators and everybody else. So from a cop standpoint, we're trying to stay as on top of it as we can or prepared. Yeah.
Yesterday was designated for a nationwide peaceful walkout to show respect for those who have lost their lives in the Parkland, Florida shooting. Atlantic administrators said there were about 30 students who participated in the event at the high school. Police in Creston report 38-year-old Kimberly Morgan of Creston was arrested Wednesday afternoon on two Union County warrants charging her with 7 counts of compulsory education violation and failure to appear in court on the original 7 counts of compulsory education violation. Morgan was being held in the Adams County Jail a $600 bond. And 20-year-old Jordan McElroy of Creston was arrested Wednesday night for domestic abuse assault by impeding blood or airflow. McElroy was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson says 9 arrests took place over the last week. 4 people were arrested Monday on drug charges in Atlantic. 48-year-old Ronald Bacon of Altoona, 43-year-old Virginia Kesey of Stewart, 27-year-old Callan Pollock of Anita, and 20-year-old Nathaniel Reisberg of Atlantic were all taken into custody. Bacon was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver. Kesey and Reisberg were arrested for possession of a controlled substance, second offense. Each and Pollock was arrested for possession of controlled substance. All 4 were also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and were booked into the Cass County Jail. Last Saturday, Atlantic Police arrested 46-year-old Gregory Jennings of Atlantic for assault and public intoxication, and 27-year-old Brittany Wood of Iowa City was arrested for assault on persons in certain occupations, disorderly conduct, and interference with official acts. Both were booked into the Cass County Jail. On March the 9th, 27-year-old Alicia DeLaca of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation, and on March the 6th, 53-year-old Mitchell Thompson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant also for violation of probation. That same day, 31-year-old Reuben Arum of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse second offense. Each of those subjects were also booked into the Cass County Jail. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer on Wednesday said that 2 people have been arrested over the past couple of weeks for domestic abuse. On February 27th, 21-year-old Zeth Lee Peterson of Audubon was arrested for aggravated domestic abuse. And on March the 9th, 34-year-old Ryan Mark Benson of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse. Both were transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. On Tuesday, 45-year-old Verlin Dwayne Richardson of Audubon was arrested by Audubon police on an active warrant. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail, posted a cash bond, and was released. The Harlan Police Department reports 3 people were arrested March the 11th. 24-year-old Brandon Christopher Allen of Harlan was arrested for domestic abuse assault following a 911 call. He was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault. Allen was arrested that same day for violation of a no-contact order and returned to the Shelby County Jail. 53-year-old Richard Vernon Schoenbeck of Harlan was arrested March 11 following a traffic stop. Schoenbeck was taken to the Shelby County Jail where he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, prohibited acts penalties, gathering, possession of stolen property, possession of drug paraphernalia, delivery and manufacture of a controlled substance, felon in possession of a firearm, failure to maintain safety belts, failure to have a valid driver's license, and operating a non-registered vehicle. 56-year-old Ginger K. Spray of Harlan was also arrested. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, gathering where controlled substances are used, possession of stolen property, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And the HPD says that on March the 9th, 41-year-old Lindy Jo Carter of Harlan was arrested following a search of her property. Carter was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. And 36-year-old Krista Ray Berry of Manila was cited March the 9th for driving while suspended following a traffic stop. An H&H dump body trailer that was reported stolen December 18th from a rural building site south of Clarinda was recovered March the 11th by deputies with the Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. The trailer has since been returned to its rightful owner. An investigation into the person or persons responsible for stealing the trailer is ongoing. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.